This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 5th of September. Warwickshire need 8 more wickets tomorrow to secure the 2012 Championship title. They racked up 471 for 8 before declaring on the second day at New Road to take a monumental first innings lead of 411 against Worcestershire. Baron Chopper took his overnight 115 to 195 before being bowled by Joe Leach, while Ian Blackwell hit 84 for only 81 balls at number 7. Worcestershire lost Phil Hughes in the second over of their second innings, but recovered to close on 100 for 2. Should Warwickshire somehow slip up over the next couple of days at New Road, then Sussex are handily placed to beat Somerset to keep their title dreams alive. They bowled the visitors out for 134 on the second day at Hove, to earn a first innings lead of 87, as each of Stephen Goffin, Lewis Hatchett and Monty Padasar ended with 3 wickets. Chris Nash then ended unbeaten on 106 in Sussex's second innings, as they closed on 186 for 2. Murray Goodwin is not out on 51 in his final innings at Hove. Nottinghamshire conceded a first innings lead of 42 runs after being bowled out for 227 against Surrey on day 2 at the Oval. The home side had been dismissed for 269 at the start of the day, with Tim Lindley then starring with the ball, taking 5 for 62, including the key wickets of Alex Hales and James Taylor. Relegation threatened Lancashire fought back on day 2 against Middlesex at Lords. They took the home side's last 4 first innings wickets for 57 runs, mainly thanks to Glenn Chappell, and then reached stumps on 232 for 3 in their first innings. Derbyshire's match against Kent at Canterbury is evenly poised after 2 days, thanks to a late wicket apiece from David Wainwright and Wes Durston, which reduced the home side 59-3 in their second innings. They had earlier dismissed the second division leaders for exactly 200, as former Durham seamer Mark Davies ended with figures of 5-27. Gloucestershire lead by 406 runs at the end of the second day against Northamptonshire at Bristol. They bowled the visitors out for just 100 in the morning session, as James Fuller completed his 5-wicket haul, and then overcame the early loss of both openers in their second innings to close on 286 for 6. Owe Shaw ended on 124 not out as Essex closed day 2 in the ascendancy against Hampshire in Southampton. He added 193 for the second wicket with Jake Mickleborough as they closed on 217 for 2 in their second innings after limiting Hampshire's first innings lead to 49 by bowling them out for 229. Promotion-chasing Yorkshire took control against Glamorgan on the second day at Headingley. They earned a 72-run first innings lead before reducing the visitors to 27 for 2 in their second innings, courtesy of brace of wickets from Stephen Patterson. Yorkshire had earlier been bowled out for 344, with Adam Lyth and Andrew Gale both passing 50 and adding 120 for the third wicket.